This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3.
That is such a hit.
Still feel like you're man.
I love it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Really good.
That's the newer John Mayer. It's 6:05 Thursday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Lincoln Park coming to the SAP Center at San Jose on October 18th. Special guest, Snoop Dogg. Tickets go on sale Friday. That's tomorrow.
Right, tomorrow's Friday.
Whoa.
So you can buy tickets Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, but you can win a pair right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets, and Jane has another chance at 4:05 this afternoon. Call now for Linkin Park Snoop Dogg tickets. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today. Well, now that we've had a celebrity president, I guess why wouldn't we have more? They're saying Pandora's box has been opened. Hooray. Here come the celebrity presidents.
Well, Ronald Reagan was a celebrity president for
sure.
Sure,
I guess, but
in
not
fact,
in the way
I would
that...
argue he's okay, Trump was a celebrity, he was on TV, but Ronald Reagan was a movie star.
Yeah, well, he wasn't a movie star, I knew, but I agree with you, clearly. We like popular people,
yeah,
and we'll put them in office. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's saying he's not ruling it out.
Really?
He says it's a real possibility.
All right.
He's in the next issue of GQ, and he said he could run someday. He's registered as an independent, and he refused to endorse either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton last year, even though they both asked for it. He said, I feel like I'm in a position now where my word carries a lot of weight and influence. Which, of course, is why they want the endorsement. But it might sway an opinion, which I didn't want to do. You're welcome. I added that word. It's his catchphrase. Asked how he thinks Trump is doing. He's pretty diplomatic, but he does say, I'd like to see better leadership. I'd like to see a greater leadership. And he also says he completely disagrees with Trump's travel ban. He is, they just add this in, I guess they're calling it the interesting fact about The Rock is he's black on his dad's side and Samoan on his mother's. And in the last census, the number of Americans who claimed that ethnicity was about 50,000, which is just above 0% of the population. Just a fast fact, I guess.
All right. I've been seeing these ads about ancestry where people find out they have so much more in them than they ever knew.
Right.
And it's intriguing. It makes me want to do it.
I know.
Because
I'm with you.
I know myself to be Italian-Irish.
Right. But who knows what other things.
Right. Exactly right.
That. Yep. Because we do tend to round things off, you know?
Sure. Or we tend to not tell about that one person who might have been in our family.
Oh, the Nazi?
Whoever.
Right.
Whoever.
Right. You going to do it?
I haven't yet, but, and I,
you're thinking about it.
But I just, it's interesting. It's interesting as you said that. I thought we all probably have stuff in us that, you know, we don't know about or.
And especially when you have a little girl or, a child. In general, like how fun for her to know, you know, what her comment is because your mom's side and your side. It's sort of interesting. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, most of us are supermutts at this point. I mean, I think Hooman's the only one who can. You're full around.
Is Bryn
right?
Purebred?
Oh, are you purebred?
I'm not, no.
Oh,
what's your other chunks?
It's the same. It's a quarter Chinese.
Oh.
My mom's half.
She's half Chinese. Mm-hmm. Yuzi, what are you?
Mexican, Spanish, American Indian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
American Indian.
Yeah.
Native American. You can claim all kinds of benefits if you...
Hell yeah. You're going back to college?
You need a strong percentage. Yeah.
Well, what do you got?
I don't know.
I heard you should go to Ancestry to find out.
Some of them, you only have to be 1/16th or 1/32nd.
Yeah, there's...
To get the scholarship
And how do
money.
You know that you're purebred if you don't even know your dad?
Yeah.
Well, it's a very good point, Vinny. Who my dad is, and I know that, you know, he's pure Persian, Iranian. I mean, look, I've gone back... 8 generations on both sides, so...
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I mean, I did
a family tree. Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
Oh. Wow, that's impressive to be able to go back 8 generations.
Yeah.
I can barely tell you who my great-grandparents were.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I have actual... photo albums that some of the photos were taken in the 1800s and they didn't bother to write down the person's name or how they were. So, but I don't want to throw them out because they're like old photos.
Sure. Never know.
They came to me through my grandma who'd gotten them through her grandma and it's like, well, here's a bunch of people who I might be related to or not.
I don't know what this is.
No, I can't throw it away. I'm afraid to throw it out.
You know, that just said, you never know. I'm thinking in my head immediately. I went, never know what?
Well, you never know how important those people can be. Right. I mean,
well, then I never will know because I don't know who they are, and everyone who can tell me is dead.
Right.
I'd keep it too.
Trash.
Yeah, I can't throw it away. I don't know what to do with it.
Don't throw it away.
Completely nobody.
I'm sure it is nobody.
Related to you whatsoever.
But when I was in Scotland, I went to visit a bunch of churches, see the architecture of the whole nine yards.
Ding, ding, shame.
That's not a shame, Scotland.
You're amazing. You're very well traveled. Go on.
But, so many of the churches have graveyards, you know, right next to them.
Yeah.
No one ever visits those graveyards. There's no flowers. These, you know, tombstones are from 1450 and 1320.
Yeah,
and
everyone
like,
who knew those people was dead.
Yeah, everyone who knew those people is dead. That land should be used for anything else besides a graveyard. Anything else.
It's sacred ground now. It's a churchyard.
Is it sacred? I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about the graveyard next door.
There's bodies. When you bury a bunch of bodies somewhere, you got to leave it. One time in St. Louis, they built this new highway, and they had to move this graveyard. Uh-huh. And you know, and it was all older graves, like, you know, not from the 1400s or anything, but older graves. But there was still this huge uproar, like, oh, my God, people are buried there. Like, all right. I mean, they're dead. I didn't weigh in. I know.
And no one's visiting the graves.
If a rare grasshopper can stop construction, I imagine, you know,
dead people
human remains should be considered as well.
Yeah.
That's why I think we should be doing cremations for everybody.
With you. But some people, they can't have that. You're being buried?
You gotta let the body decay naturally.
It won't, though, if you get embalmed. If you want to decay it naturally, toss it in a hole right when you die. I mean,
I told you about this. They pump you full of fluids. There's a woman who did a TED Talk, and she built this special kind of casing. That doesn't count!
Ding, ding, shame, TED Talk.
Anyway, she built this...
I'm smart, I watch TED Talks, go.
Special casing, where... if you get buried in it, mushroom spores grow into your body and you immediately, like, you know, in relatively, you know, 5-10 years, you become part of the earth again.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too. You're in a coffin, so there's, like, this rotten old body in a coffin.
Yeah,
the coffin doesn't break down.
The casing, like, doesn't... It does
so you're not in
down.
A coffin. You're just in the casing. And yeah. Do you guys remember that show 6 Feet Under?
Yeah.
No, where his... watched that.
Oh, we watched it.
Yeah, so at one point he had, like, a girlfriend or a... you know, wife or whatever it was, the Nathan, I think he's the main character. And she was like, I don't want to be buried. I want you to toss me in a hole. So he said that he got the body cremated and then, you know, used fake ashes for her family, but then wrapped her in a sheet and tossed her in a hole.
It was so horrible
because she just wanted to go back to the earth. You know?
So he killed his girlfriend?
No. She died. I think she had
a sickness. Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Brenda?
It wasn't Brenda. It was the other one who was after Brenda, long after.
He had a baby with that.
Yes, he had a baby with her, and then Brenda raised the baby.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a great show. There's one to go. That's an HBO show, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you can go get old episodes of
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Best season finale ever.
Oh,
best
so
series
good.
Finale ever, I should say. Almost as good as the Bob Newhart show.
Oh, where he wakes up and it's a dream.
Yeah. He wakes up. I had this dream. I lived in Vermont.
And... I was a hotel owner.
Yeah. anyway, I don't know how we got there, but The Rock may run for office at some point. So they did, you know, in honor of The Rock running for office, they want to tell us everybody who has any celebrity who's run for office. So here's a few of them. Clint Eastwood, mayor of Carmel, California. You know what they're saying here? That he ran for mayor only to be able to sit on a board that would approve the building he wanted to put up in Carmel. And then he did that, and he got his building made, and he only served one term. Is this true?
I don't know. That is horrible.
I wouldn't be surprised about the town.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
Yes. That doesn't surprise me one bit.
It would surprise me.
Or you know, did you just go, ding.
I should
have
run for
mayor. That's how I get my land back in Mill Valley.
Ding. He ran for mayor of Carmel in 86 and won with 73% of the vote. And they're saying he basically only ran so he could put up the building, a building that the town council had rejected. He got his way and didn't bother running for re-election. Al Franken, he was an SNL guy.
He's still.
Yeah.
Was he in the Senate?
He's been a U.S. senator from Minnesota since 2009.
You see his name in the news quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. Clay Aiken ran for a House seat. That's one of the guys from, I think, the second season of American Idol. He ran for a House seat in 2014, but he lost. Howard Stern, when he ran for mayor of New York in 1994, Mario Cuomo and George Pataki were running against each other, and he joined the race. But then he dropped out because they're like, okay, we have to see all your financial stuff now. And he went, no. Jesse Ventura, we all remember him. He shocked the world when he became governor of Minnesota as a third-party candidate in 1999. He was mayor of Brooklyn Park before that, which I guess is a Minnesota city. I'm not familiar with it. Wyclef Jean from the Fugees filed, right? Isn't that where I know him from?
Mm-hmm.
He filed paperwork to run for president of Haiti. Haiti. In 2010. But his bid was... Did you know I was going to do that?
No, I just know you after you said Wyclef.
You immediately... Hmm.
He knows you.
But his bid was rejected because law says that you have to live there for 5 years before you can run. He was born in Haiti, but he moved to the U.S. when he was 9. So the previous 5 years to you running for election, you have to live there. Jerry Springer was actually a politician before he was a celebrity.
Oh, yeah, like Cincinnati? Where was that? Mm-hmm.
It was Cincinnati. He ran for Congress in 1970 and lost. He served as mayor of Cincinnati 77 to 78. I guess he was on the city council in 71, resigned in 74 after he got caught going to a prostitute. He paid by check. And so they were able to figure out.
Jerry!
I know. Jesus.
Jerry!
And what hooker takes a check?
Well, why? I mean.
Damn. I mean, there are hookers now that take MasterCard, so
yeah,
why not?
I'm here, you're here, let's do this.
Well, whatever. I can see MasterCard, but a check, I mean, that could bounce. That could be anybody's check.
Well, I have your address on
here.
Here's
my name, address, and phone number.
I know you're on the city council.
Oh, maybe that's it. She knew him from the city council. She goes, well, I guess I know where to find you. But so even after, I guess he resigned in 74, but then he ran again in 75, and everyone went, yeah, okay. Just because you're dumb enough to pay a hooker with a check, because we like you.
Dumb enough all the way to the bank now. He's worth
$75 million. Is he really?
Yeah.
$75 million. I have a story coming up at 7 o'clock about how Johnny Depp blew through $650 million.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Johnny dropped Johnny.
Is it a divorce?
Well, that's part of it.
Okay.
It's a tiny part of it.
Really?
And I don't think he was married to Vanessa Paradis, but he's got at least one. I think he has two kids with her.
Yes.
So she's a small part of his monthly expenses.
Okay.
That's super. It's a good story. Shirley Temple, she retired from showbiz in 1950 at the age of 22.
Wasn't she here?
Yeah, she was.
I think so, yeah.
She wasn't the cute little, you know.
Right.
Cutie that she was at 9.
The curse.
Right. In 1967, she ran for Congress and lost, but then she was an ambassador to Ghana from 74 to 76, an ambassador to Czechoslovakia from 89 to 92. And then I guess I don't know why they're throwing Shaquille O'Neal in here. He wants to run for sheriff of someplace in 2020. Didn't he become a cop?
Yep.
And so now he's like, I want to be sheriff somewhere.
Yeah.
And Antonio Sabato Jr. is going to run for U.S. House of Representatives next year. We heard that yesterday. This is out of, I think this is yesterday's date book.
It is. Yeah.
And I thought, oh, well, this is interesting. Apparently, this is already a show. It was in Santa Fe, and it's coming here from there. And Hooman, I'll be interested to hear what you think. And there's even words in here I'm going to need your help with because you're an opera guy. The San Francisco Opera is going to be putting on The Revolution of Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
It is a biographical opera by a Bay Area composer, and it's slated for a, I guess it's going to be July 22nd at the Santa Fe Opera, and then it'll come to San Francisco during the 2019-2020 season. Tell us what you know about this.
Well, I also read about it. For the most part, all modern classical music, it's just not the best. You know.
So you already think this sucks.
Yeah, I'm definitely worried about it. But I love the opera.
I know you do.
And I like the hits.
Oh, let's hear this.
This is Hooman.
It's not a libretto.
What's a libretto? Because they're saying here there's going to be a full... there's a libretto by Mark Campbell.
I think libretto is the words for the opera.
What are those words?
Yeah, what are you saying there?
Is that Italian or Latin?
Caro mio ben means, I think it means thou art my love. It's one of the songs you just kind of, you know, every opera singer learns. It's a very easy song.
When you propose to your future wife, would you sing her opera song?
Oh.
No.
So romantic.
Are you kidding me?
You don't think that'd be super romantic?
Please marry me. You're my beauty.
No?
No, I don't. I'm not. I'm out of practice. On New Year's Eve.
I'm sure you have a plan, though. We've heard you talk about it.
Well, yeah. for the actual wedding.
Right, but the proposal, I'm sure you have a plan for that, too.
Well, I've heard a couple things that I've heard that
you're
gonna are pretty
amazing.
You're
going to copy other people? Or just make them your own?
I mean, everyone's copying everyone on some level. But I like the whole... I like the whole...
True that.
Speaking of, a movie review later, everyone.
That's right, everybody. Should have tuned in for that.
9:15.
But yeah, I mean, I like the whole... You know, going somewhere kind of mind-blowing and not preparing them for it and busting it out. And one of my buddies, he took his... Unfortunately, he's divorced now, but he took his fiance at the time.
That's a cold splash of water. You had to ruin the story right before you started it.
Well, yeah.
He wanted us to get our hopes up.
He found an area where there was all these kind of like broken down ships. And he...
A ship graveyard?
Yeah, like a ship graveyard area. And he, you know, kind of led her to this one area.
I got it. So he dove for buried treasure.
Yeah,
pulled
basically.
The ring out of a chest and proposed right there on the beach.
Oh, that's so fun.
Well, they found something like a box and then they brought it up. She found this box and she's like... pointing at it because you can't talk underwater and their eyes get big.
Oh, so they're diving and she finds it.
Of course!
Yeah, right. And then they bring it to the shore and they run up and he's like, what'd you find? She goes, I don't know. And she opens it up and it's, he had some people plant it there.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is actually pretty effing awesome. And then she looks up from the box and he's on a knee.
Well, she opened
She's
it up.
She's all thinking she found something amazing.
Yeah, and then she opened it up. And, you know, there's a note. Says, will you marry me? And then he goes, that's right. Will you marry me?
How long did they stay married?
I think like 10 or 12 years.
Oh, that's a good run.
Yeah.
I really like the way Tom Cruise proposed to Katie Holmes.
On top of the Eiffel
Tower.
Office
hour. That's sick. I would totally do that. Attaboy,
he's
Tom.
Such a. Did he have to climb out on a ledge though to do it? I mean, he's such a psycho.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Were they rappelling down the side of it?
I thought the way our wonderful, amazing colleague Bryn proposed to Anita.
Oh, here she is.
Bryn at the Epic Steak. Incredible.
Oh, right here across the street.
Yeah, and he videotaped it.
That's not too normal for you?
Well, I set it up, so I thought it was great.
Oh.
He looked it up.
Hold on.
Ding, ding, shame on the setup. Well, anyway, there's a Steve Jobs biographical opera coming to town.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh.
We went to opera.
Is it going to just be a whole bunch of people on stage that, you know, the lead singer is going to be screaming at the whole time and berating?
In song,
yeah.
So it'll be a little more pleasant.
I mean, did you guys see both those Steve Jobs movies where
I didn't see either one.
He hates everyone and everyone hates him?
Yeah, I saw them.
Okay, well then, don't you think the opera's going to be the same?
I don't even think about opera.
Okay. I'm gonna imagine
what it would look like on stage. You'll have to go check it out. Well, it's not coming for a while. It's opening in Santa Fe in July of this year.
Yeah, I'll read the reviews in Santa Fe. My expectations, any modern opera, classical music, my expectations are low. But.
I like that. I'll be able to understand it. That was the thing about Turandot, too. Not only did I hate the music, but they had to put, you know, it's all in Italian or whatever. I don't even know what it's in.
Listen, most of the opera is going to be in Italian or German. I mean, those are the two languages.
German. That's a beautiful language.
All right.
Okay, Vinny, what's coming up?
How to find the perfect shade of lipstick.
Oh,
it's so hard. Needs that.
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. This part of the program brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Looks like the Looking Glass is back on, right?
It's been on. I think that person maybe was working on an app that was possibly had glitchy.
All right. So
it's been on, though.
Bryn is back. He's recovered. You know, he's still like coughing weakly. You know how people do like...
He's definitely overdoing it with the sound effects, I'll tell you that.
I thought he had like a stomach flu.
He did. But he was like weakly coughing in the office earlier today. I'm like, oh... Poor thing. Poor dear.
Don't overdo it, Bryn. We don't want you sick again all weekend.
I thought he's been on fire. I feel like he's, you know.
Hooman's saying that because he played the opera.
I know.
Hooman.
People loved the opera.
Oh, did they?
One guy said, my constipation just cleared.
Oh, that's great.
See, Hooman,
you're doing good in the world with your
that guy.
Opera.
He said that guy singing just my
chills.
Constipation just got fixed because of that guy's voice. Oh. Says 510.
That guy, huh?
That guy, Hooman.
That guy singing.
Anyway, you can go to radioalice.com/watch and it takes you right to the Looking Glass and you can, you know, Vaughn's in there running the. He's like a, what do they call him? Vaughn the Wizard?
Yeah.
You can enjoy the whole show and it loops all day. Watch it anytime. Hey. 2017 Mazda 3, named Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. Better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener's special tab to get 2 premium pillows and get 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. I'm a travel pillow dude. Mm. I will skip clothes to get my own pillow and own blanket on a trip. I'll just wear what I'm wearing.
They're a little tiny. I got my pillows.
Oh, good.
I slept on it 2 nights now. And I got the little travel pillows. The weird thing about them is I was like, where can I get a travel size pillowcase?
You can.
Where?
I'll tell
Blood
you.
Blood Bath & Beyond?
Because
I'm going there today.
Because I got a little travel pillowcase. For my little travel pillow.
I gotta get that.
Okay. Yeah, you can get them.
All right.
Today's weather, did I get that whole tag? I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Sky's gonna be mostly to partly cloudy over the Bay Area today, and it looks like it's gonna be cooler.
Even than yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday it was windy and kind of cold.
It turned out not bad where I went at the beach, but you're right. It's been cooling off and will continue that trend today. The North Bay might even see a few showers.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Due to this cold front.
Well.
So, and high temperatures are expected to remain below normal.
All right.
So, I don't know what that means for your dress. Wear underwear? An extra layer?
wear your woolen tights.
I don't think it's going to be that cold, Sarah.
Yeah, you know, we're used to the warmth.
God, you come from New England, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I think my blood must have thinned out or something, because I am freezing all
still,
the time.
Still, in a parka, right now, as we speak, the studio is set
to... Come feel my finger. My fingers are frozen. Come
studio
feel
is set to 75. Bryn and I are both in T-shirts. And
come
Sarah,
over here. Let me touch your face with my freezing cold fingers.
They're not freezing cold.
They are. They're freezing. Oh,
That's not freezing cold. That feels freezing.
You must.
Cold
oh my God! It feels freezing cold to me. My fingers are freezing right now. I keep like wrapping them up in the ends of my jacket like this to warm them up. Freezing.
How is that replacement parka, by the way?
Oh, it
I know
seems
that
fine.
You'd gone through the fourche.
I did.
Finally broke.
Finally, right. It started leaking feathers. It's fine. It's it's basically the same jacket.
Okay, good.
But it doesn't have the Klingon Empire thing, which is kind of a bummer.
Oh, that's too bad. Know. Oh well. So, avocados are delicious.
Amen, brother.
You ever had an accident with an avocado?
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm going to say...
What kind of accident?
Where you try to, like, stick a knife in the pit and the knife just sticks right into your finger.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a... Have you ever done that?
Haven't.
Has everyone done that?
But...
I've never done that.
It's interesting as we, especially as we're heading into fruit and vegetable season.
Yeah.
And avocados are going to be plentiful and cheaper than normal, most probably.
Hopefully.
The article I'm reading is talking about, should we put a warning label on avocados? Like a big red cross going through an avocado with a knife. As it seems to be, people are getting hurt.
No, that's just a thinning of the herd. I mean...
Is it?
Yes. I think you hurt yourself with an avocado once, and then you go, wow, I guess I won't do that anymore. Uh-huh. Don't you? I mean, can't we just let people
avocados
learn lessons?
Have earned a reputation as one of the most dangerous foods.
Because of removing the seed?
Just because people cut their hands... However it is they're right. trying to
well, this is
cut
the,
and eat the thing.
Here it is.
All
if
right.
the avocado isn't ripe, then it's dangerous. Once the avocado's ripe, it's easy to figure it out. There's your tip of the day, everyone.
I don't know. Mine was a pretty ripe one. I went to hit the seed, and it skidded off the seed and went whoosh, right into my hand. You're right, Hooman. I mean, I felt wicked stupid. Why would I ever do that?
Yeah, I knew better than that.
And you're kind of looking at what you're doing. You go, well, of course I just sliced my hand open. Of course. Stupid.
The surgeon at a hand center says that it's one of our classic injuries. The avocado.
That's so funny.
Hand injury.
Yeah.
In fact, they call it avocado hand.
Oh.
It's got a
funny.
Name.
I wonder if I don't. It wasn't bad. You hear about some people who really rack it up. I think that's it right there. Tiny, tiny little scar. It's a few years ago. Dummy.
They say once you're done peeling the avocado or cutting it in half, use a spoon to carve the pit out.
Actually, usually you can just turn it over and squeeze, and the thing, if it's ripe, the seed pops right out.
Well, you don't always get the perfect avocado.
True.
In fact, that's the bummer. If you've got a bunch of avocados and you're doing burrito night and they're not ready, it feels like burrito night's ruined.
Yeah, it does.
I've even gone to the store to pinch avocados there and go, these are better than the ones I got at home. I'll take these.
Mm-hmm. I'll eat the ones at home 2 days when they're ripe.
Exactly right. But you need to be able to slice those things up and get them in your burrito and not have it be a...
I know. Or if they're overripe and they get that weird, like, almost like rancid bacon taste.
I won't even eat those.
They'll ruin a whole bowl of guacamole if you put one of those. But man, when they're perfect, there's nothing like it.
Agreed. Makeup's weird.
Yeah.
When done right.
Oh, it can look amazing.
It can look amazing.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to do it, you've just clowned yourself. You've actually sat in front of a mirror, clowned yourself, and then left for the day.
Yeah. That's why lighting where you're putting the makeup on is so important. Right. It was one of my favorite things about high school, though, when all the girls started using makeup all the time. And I was just like, wow, this is like a class on how not to do makeup. This is fantastic. It's the funnest thing.
Right.
Plus, my mom wouldn't let me wear makeup, so it was...
Ellie wouldn't let you wear makeup?
No, she wouldn't.
Why?
She was just, you know, I think that by the time I was toward the end of high school, I would do like mascara or we'd sneak it on the bus, you know, but I wouldn't put on a full face of makeup. I couldn't do it. I don't remember it being like, you know, a cracking of the whip or anything. But the idea was you're a young girl and you don't need to wear makeup.
Huh.
But I remember like the people with the orange face that ended right at their jawline.
Or I remember as a probably as young as junior high. A girl might hug you and leave
a
tan smear across your shoulder.
Yep. Yeah.
And you'd realize she's covered her whole face in tan makeup.
Yeah.
Whether that's the liquid kind or the powder, I don't know. But yeah, you'd get just...
Well, done right, though, it can look absolutely beautiful. You know, I just think that people get lazy about it, too. Like, even if you really took your time, you know how to do it. But then most days you're just sort of slapping it on there. You're not taking a good look at the edges. And
yeah, trying to get out the door.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the term nude lipstick?
Yes.
You are?
It's like skin colored. So your lip doesn't have a distinct difference in color from your face.
So, recently, a segment was done about how to find the right shade of nude lipstick. Each woman can find the right shade of nude lipstick by matching their nipples.
That's the right shade.
That's the right shade.
What about people who have, like, a really dark brown nipple?
Well, aren't nipples normally associated to your skin tone in general? Like,
sure.
If a person's on the whiter side, they're going to have a pinker nipple. A darker
skin lady
will have a darker nipple.
It seems that way. I don't know if that's true, but it
seems
does
like I've
seem
seen some nipples where I went, huh, those seem like a mismatch.
Where?
I don't know. On TV?
You did not.
I don't know where.
You're just making crap up.
I'm not. I'm thinking about, like, you know, some of the unusual nipples I've seen. But okay, that seems like a pretty good...
There's the tip.
All right.
They say that's the shade that looks most natural on a lot of women.
You're at the store,
right.
Department
well,
store.
Well, you know your shade. You've looked at your boobs 100,000 times or more.
It doesn't
color
seem
your
like
nipples.
I don't know, like a light coffee colored.
Oh. Well, there's your
They're beautiful, though, Sarah.
I've seen them. I agree that they are beautiful.
So that's how you can pick the right shade of nude lipstick by matching your...
Maybe I'll take a picture.
And just bring it in.
And then
when
I go in there, I can
that's a great idea.
Judge different colors.
You can go to like the paint store and grab one of those...
those watches.
So you can kind of just put it next to you and then you know exactly what color it is.
Oh, that's great.
You
know, good idea.
Carry it around with you.
It's worth it.
Maybe I can get
find...
one of the guys there to help me. I'm sure.
So what do you think? Check this out.
Do you think this is a pretty good match? Does this look like the... Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, thank you. Oh, should I try a few more? You're not happy with that shade?
It's hard to find a red. I've had my entire life look for the perfect red and can never, ever find it.
I wind up looking like, you know, when I put red lipstick on, I just feel like I look in the mirror and go, you look like a effing dope.
You know, Sarah.
What?
One of the problems, I mean, I actually think you're a beautiful lady.
Thanks, Vinny.
I'm a big fan of yours, but one of the problems that you have...
But, here comes. Brace yourself, Sarah.
I don't think you expect to pull anything off, so you are always less than confident in anything you do, whether it's the high heel, the dress, the lipstick, anything you put on, you come out with that look on your face like, eh? Maybe? Kinda.
I just look in the mirror and I know, you
is
know,
this
in my
happening?
Heart. I've wiped it off so many times. Just like, forget it. Because I'm with you. Like, it seems like, you know, the chicks who can pull off the red lipstick. Yeah. But then again, you know, you see someone with red lipstick on and at first glance, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, they're pulling that off. And you get up close and it's like, you know, the inside of their lip is pink and you can see that. And they got it on
thing.
Their teeth and it's creeping up the lines. I'm like, you know, it just doesn't seem worth it.
Yeah.
Just go for like a light
color. A light colored so you don't mess that up. I was telling Human, I have a listener actually sent me, and oh my gosh, I forgot who it was, sent me this lip color.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
this little liquid lip color with the, like, it's spongy applicator, but it's called Chihuahua.
Oh, that's the name of the color?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so you went, I have one of those. I'll take
no,
it.
She sent
Is that what
it
you're wearing
me.
Right now? Because yeah. that looks perfectly natural and normal.
She sent it to me because she thought of me a Chihuahua. I think she owns a Chihuahua, too. Oh, gosh, I forgot her name. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the lip gloss.
Yeah. But it's hard to find a great lip color, so maybe I'm going to try that.
Our text
I'll
numbers.
I'll get back to you.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, Bryn is on fire today.
Bryn, you're on fire today.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes you need a day off.
Sometimes you do.
Recoup and get your energy back.
92. Hooman told a story about one of the better proposals a friend of his gave about deep sea diving and finding buried treasure and pulling it up. And there in the treasure is a written proposal. 925 says, too bad all the shipwrecks foretold the future of their marriage. That is sad when you see that, you know, that passion didn't survive.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's what an incredible thing to have pulled off, and for her to find the box down in the shipwreck and they open it up and it's amazing. You proposed in a shipwreck.
408 says, Human singing opera sounds like Dory speaking whale. I love this movie so much. You guys should do Ancestry DNA. My sister has found my dad's family back to the Mayflower, over 2,500 in that family tree.
Holy crap.
And my mom's long-lost Mexican family.
Oh. Hmm. It would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Survivor, says 510. How funny would it have been to have Scott run out as Ty's loved one? So funny. I totally thought that
the exact same thing
as they were doing loved ones. And the guy's nice enough, and they seem very much in love, but I was like, the show'd be so much better if that was Scott. Hello!
Come out, shove Ty to the side, start doing a song and dance.
Right.
Survivor.
It was good.
Yeah.
You know what also occurred to me when we were watching? You know that as they introduce the challenges each time, wouldn't it be great to hear inside someone's head? Like, you could hear Andrea, or who's the dude who seems to win them? He does
Culpepper.
Pretty good. Culpepper, who you could probably hear them go like, oh, this will be fun. Oh, I got this one.
Right.
And then others that don't seem to ever have any hope. You could just hear them being like, oh, I'm dead.
Yep.
You know, like,
here's another one I'm not going to win the reward on.
Oh, man. As they introduce it, I just was thinking, oh, to hear inside their heads would be so fun.
It would be. Like, I don't know why they don't do little confessionals during, or whatever those are called, diary entries during those.
Well, it'll take away from Jeff's. Jeff seems to have a lot more time these days. Have
he
you
does,
noticed?
Yeah.
I'm out of time, by the way, speaking of time. So what's coming up in
Johnny
the trash?
Depp has blown through $650 million. How'd he do it? Find out after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.